You know, if you just sit back and observe and listen and pay attention to the music, the TV, the news, the media, and all this stuff, you know you're in Babylon. It's just, you're surrounded by it. I was in Subway, and they changed their station to pop music or something. Rihanna or somebody was singing, I don't know who it was. But it was like nothing but foolishness. And you know, I saw this 30 years ago, that the music's just a repeat. You spend your whole life being bombarded with the lies of the repeat of the music system, and you identify with that. They play it in your ear so much that they want you to identify with the music that you don't even agree with. It's insanity. It's insane. They bombard you with music that you don't agree with to try to get you to identify as that, with that in your culture. Do you understand how the game is being played? You're being brainwashed. So it's not even about it is part of it. Financial freedom is fine and dandy. But if you don't cut, if you're financially free, but you're still listening to the ideologies of the music, the culture lie, you're still being brainwashed with the system. And it's happening constantly. And it's like, the song that she was singing, you should have put a ring on it. Jezebel. Jezebel. So what you're actually saying is, you didn't put a ring on it, so I'm going to go to this next one. If he don't put a ring on it, I'm going to go sleep with the next one, and the next one, and the next one. Which is the Jezebel spirit.